Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com as our Hall of Fame coverage continues, honoring the legacy of Brian Dennison, who was an assistant football coach and offensive coordinator, and among the head coaches he worked with, Nat Zunkel. Good to have him back on the WRMJ airwaves. I know, Coach, I talked to Tanner Matlick about this subject, and a lot of the fond memories you look back to 2012 when you play for 14 weeks. And I know a lot of your fond memories with Coach Dennison, you probably reflect back to that season a little bit, right?
For sure. You know, that was what an experience that was, and what a coaching staff we had. And, you know, Brian Dennison really made us go on offense and was so creative and just had an answer for everything. And it just was a great, great season and great memories all around.
Yeah, the one thing about Brian, I know a lot of people talk about, you know, is an emotional guy that wore his emotions on his sleeve. You could see that on the sideline at sometimes, whether he was upset, mad, or whether he was excited, you know, jumping up and down. And then his sense of humor was so tremendous. His wit was great. And I know you probably have some of those memories too when you just think about, you know, working with him over the years and the different conversations that you've had.
Sure. You know, one of the things that really sticks out to me was his superior knowledge of the game, and really just, you know, like I said earlier, he had an answer for everything. You know, if the defense did this, he could do that. Or, you know, we had a real special team and a real special bond there. And, you know, yeah, he was an emotional guy, but, you know, you're talking to an emotional guy right now. That was one of the reasons I think we were so good, is we demanded, you know, exceptional play, and we demanded, you know, emotional play out of our athletes. And that was something that Coach Dennison really was able to tap into with a lot of our kids. You know, one of my favorite memories, and this is, you know, from, you know, years of being in playoff football, was when he was coming down from the box and he would say, "Good job, man." You know, something like that, something small like that was just, it would just make the day. And then you knew hay was in the barn as far as the game was concerned. And so, yeah, a lot of great memories, a lot of great, great times there. And you know, the reality is we're all sad he's gone.
Yep. Amen. And you know, the other thing when you think about coaching, if you do it the right way, you know, sometimes there can be a clashing of ideas, but if you're, you know, the proper head coach, you take input from your assistant coaches, and you could have it out a little bit. And that's kind of the stuff that happens behind closed doors, but it happens. So you want input, and you are ready to exchange ideas, and maybe there can be disagreements over it. There's nothing personal, but that's what coaching is all about, a give and a take type of relationship, right? You had those type of conversations with Coach Dennison.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of them happened, you know, in the heat of the moment on the sideline, where I would say we need to run the ball here, or we need to throw the ball here, or we need to, you know, run off the clock here. We need to choose some time, something like that. But yeah, we had difficult conversations, but that was part of the coaching. And that's part of what made us so great as a staff, was we knew that it was all for the greater good of what our kids could produce on Fridays and Saturdays in the fall. And, you know, he was always receptive to everything. You know, he may not have liked it all the time. I may not have liked him all the time, but we made it work. And we made it work there, pretty special there for 3-4 years in a row. We were pretty special.
All right. And I was thinking about, I shared this story with Tanner Matlick. I remember in the 2012 season, Coach Dennison spoke at some event. And I don't know if it was leading up to the state championship game or if it was after the state championship game. And he told this story about, "I just knew, you know, when we got together with this group and the season started, I could just tell that the pieces were there, that we're going to put this season together and we're going to play deep into the playoffs. And I think we got a really good chance to even win this thing." Do you remember him saying that? And I can't remember exactly where it was at, but it was at a formal public event where he spoke in regards to that. And I said, man, he was right on that.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that, but I think it was postseason. One of the things that, you know, is an unspoken rule is you don't talk about winning a championship until you've won the championship. And, you know, he knew, and we all knew that we had pieces to put together that we could be pretty special that year. And, you know, it just, it was so awesome to see everything work. You know, we were one of the top scoring offenses in state history. You know, we did some really great things on offense. We did some really great things on defense too. But the reality was, you know, we were putting up points on the board, and every team that we faced, it was like, it was a nightmare offensively to try to defend us. And that was credit to Coach Dennison and all the work he put in.
All right. So as I wind down here with Coach Nat Zunkel, who coached side by side with Coach Dennison for several years with Mercer County. You know, for a lot of us, you know, when Coach Dennison passed, you know, I was shocked, you know, that he's gone at a young age, and you just expect him to be around, and we're celebrating him this weekend, but he's not here. He passed away, you know, in 2020. So trying to get closure on this has been, you know, pretty strange, you know, just coming to the realization that he's gone. So, you know, I've asked a couple of people, what would you say to him if you could speak to him? And that's the thing, let's face it, in 2022, I thought Brian Dennison would still be here, and he's not, you know? So you can look back at your text chain and share those memories of, yeah, I remember when Coach Dennison said this to me, or this, you know, this random text that he sent to me. I mean, is there anything that you can think of that you would like to say to Coach Dennison?
Well, you're going to make me all emotional, Jim.
No.
So, one of the things that I think was so great about Coach Dennison was that he was my friend. You know, and he was one of those guys that, and everybody knows what happened to me, and he reached out to me immediately after it all went down. And, you know, it was just, hey, you're going to be okay. You know, you're going to find a way back. And, you know, that generosity, did not go unnoticed. And, you know, I was talking to him on and off here ever since I left Aledo. And, you know, it's just a profound sadness. You know, that you lose one of your friends, you know, he's in a good place now, you know, he's smiling and doing the, you know, he's having a great day today. But the reality is, you know, as humans, we get selfish and we lose, you know, we lose perspective on how valuable life is and how amazing it is to have people in your life like Coach Dennison. And it's one of those things where, yeah, it gets you, you know, and it's just, what do you say? What do you do? You know, there'll be better days than today. I know that. And, you know, it's just, we miss him a lot.
Yep. Amen, brother. Amen. We love him too, and his family, and care about him. Well said, Coach. Can you do one thing for me as you leave when we talk to you? Can you please say go Eagles? I miss that. That's the one thing I miss about you, dude. I always loved the interviews with you because you always ended with go Eagles. So that's how we'll end it. Go ahead. Please say that.
Absolutely. You know what? I was thinking when you called this morning, I was thinking, how am I going to end this? And absolutely. Hey, go Eagles, guys. You know, miss you guys and just, you know, be great today because Coach Dennison would have wanted that.
All right. Miss you, Coach Zunkel. Great visiting with you, and thanks for sharing the memories about Coach Dennison.
Thanks, Jim. Go Eagles.
All right. You're listening to Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage on WRMJ.